Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 215-625-6586. What do we got, Ben?
Covington, you suck!
That's all we needed.
Okay.
And that was Covington, I'm hearing, in the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did suck last night. Big time. What do you got?
Ike, question with regards to possible trade partners with the Cardinals. If they do not want to keep the Honey Badger, do you think the Eagles might package Ronald Darby and Nick Foles and possibly get a 1, a 2, and a 3 back for those two players?
A 1, a 2, and a 3 for Honey Badger. No, Honey Badger.
Foles and Darby.
For...
If Honey Badger's involved, you're not getting a 1, 2, or 3.
No, I'm like, yeah.
If he's not involved, you're not getting a 1, 2, or 3. I would love to get Honey Badger.
So, sure, yeah.
So it's been reported the Cardinals asked Tyrann Mathieu to take a pay cut because he's due a lot of money.
Yep.
They can't add more salary.
Talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, at that position. I mean, the one good thing about the corners they have is no one's really making any money.
Well, and he's not a true corner.
He's a safety.
Safety slash corner. He's a hybrid guy. Yeah, he's like a hybrid guy.
I like him a lot.
I know, but you remember he tore his knee against the Eagles
a couple
years ago. Health has been an issue for him, and that's why they wanted him to take a pay cut.
I'll say this. Remember, troubled college player with some stuff? He seems like he's really turned it around, hasn't gotten in trouble.
Oh, yeah, kept his nose clean the whole time.
So good job by him.
Yeah.
All right, what we got?
This was a dumb Desi Ralliford. We weren't booing you. We were going, who? Who is this guy?
No,
who? Not boo, who?
Yeah, we booed Desi Ralliford for sure. I'll bet you we're smart. Philadelphia fans are smart. So we knew that you were coming up. So when Dan Baker said, now batting shortstop, I'm sure that's when the boost started, because Desi Ralliford sucked when he was in Philadelphia. And that's just what's going to happen. It wasn't a great time to be a Philly. The team was bad. The organization was considered bad. They were playing in a toilet at Veterans Stadium. So, it wasn't a fun time to be a Philly or a Phillies player. Now, you ripped John Vukovich. I take exception to that. And you called us trash because we booed Billy Wagner for not throwing 100 miles an hour, which didn't happen. It was a sarcastic boo, Ike.
Yeah, Desi. Desi sounded like he needed to get some stuff off his chest.
He's very upset.
That was like a
Jake Brown podcast. That was like a psychology session. All right, Ben.
You're talking about actual skill of the rapper, man. Talking about actual skills of the wordsmith at hand. Biggie is top 5.
That's right.
Yeah, but that wasn't the criteria. You can come up with whatever criteria that you want to, and if that is the criteria, if he's in your top 5, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Right? But actual lyricist or actual rap, I mean, I don't know.
Storyteller. He's a great storyteller.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. James Seltzer.
Shouldn't be harassed because you don't have Biggie in your top 5, man. It's okay.
Well, you can listen. People can harass me. James Seltzer, listening to the show today, says Biggie's the GOAT. And I said, that's great. Knock yourself out. See, he's the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT, but he's in the top 5. He's in my top 5.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Ben and other millennials say, well, you're disrespecting Kanye West and whoever else you want to throw in there. You know what? Knock yourself out. I listen to what I listen to. You can listen to what you listen
exactly.
to. Exactly. Yeah. What you got, Ben? Any more?
Ben Simmons has a crush on R&B singer Tinashe. Wasn't sure how to say that there. And I'm calling to, not just to say that, but to point out that she has a song with, wait a minute. I forget if it's with Drake or Schoolboy Q. Also, I really hope they bring back Brent Celek. I got some Ike juice. I mean, I'm juiced up.
End of message.
What is going on?
I don't know. Was that two calls combined, Ben? What was that?
I don't know. I think he lost his train of thought.
I think he coughed. I think he was all smoked up.
Yeah, he went from Ben Simmons and Tinashe.
So the rumor out there is that Ben Simmons and Tinashe are dating, and this is according to Tinashe herself, who put this out there, put an Instagram out. You know, right there.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I'd say Ben Simmons is doing an eye for himself. That's what I'd say. Right? So I guess she told TMZ, I don't know, but. Yeah, Ben is going to have his pick of some prime talent as a young.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, as a young superstar. Now he better start being able to score a little bit better starting next year. And I'm a big Ben fan, but last night watching the game, it was like that's where you could have used Ben being able to knock down and even an 18 footer.
Yeah,
something, yeah. Man. You don't have to launch threes all game like every other freaking player on the team. Robert Covington passed up an easy dunk. Or a 2-on-1 easy pass for a layup to take two steps back and launch a three.
You know what I don't like?
God.
Besides Robert Covington shooting as much as he does. Well, no one has the ability to get Ben easy shots. Like, if you had another ball handler in there that could create, could drive, you know, draw, and get Ben going to the basket with his athleticism. Like, there's no reason he shouldn't have two or three alley-oops every game.
You're talking about Fultz again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about Fultz, who can get to the basket because his first step is quick, he's fast.
And once he draws the defense, now you're throwing it up to Ben Simmons.
Well, here's two things Ben Simmons has impressed me with this year. He's actually a very good defender, and he's shown that he's a willing defender as well. Mm-hmm. And he can finish at the rim. Remember, the only thing we saw in summer league was he didn't finish at the rim a lot. He was floating a lot of stuff up.
And we wanted him to dunk. It's like, dude, go up there with the intention of dunking the ball.
You're LeBron.
Yeah, stop flipping the
taller,
ball. Yeah.
And he's done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to your point, he can do more of it if you have someone setting him up to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, he has to get everybody involved. You know, it's like, Markelle Fultz, and I'm tired of looking at videos of Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, stop shooting foul shots or whatever. I don't want to see it anymore.
I don't want to see any more videos. Play.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. You want to play it real fast, Ben? I don't even know who this Tinashe girl is.
Oh, she got music? She's a singer?
Other than, I guess it she sings. I don't know what she sings, but.
Oh.
You have the TMZ?
Yeah, so she was on TMZ, and she was asked about dating Ben Simmons, and I don't really know what this means, but here was her response.
Dun, dun, dun.
Tinashe, what's going on with you and Ben Simmons? I see all the interactions on the social media. Now people are speculating you're dating.
Yeah, that's my little boo thing.
What does that mean? Bye.
There you go, Ike.
Ben, what the hell? Well, I don't understand what's confusing about what she said. She said that.
That's my little boo thing.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's my little boo thing?
Is that boyfriend?
But whether it's her boyfriend, whether it's her, as the you guys say today, her bae, whether it's her crushing partner, whether, regardless of what it is, they obviously are in with each other.
There's something going on. How
right,
that?
But there's a difference between if I say buddy and I say bae. Like, where is that in between buddy and bae?
When she said boo thing, I think it's closer to bae.
Yeah.
So that's confirmation they're dating?
Yeah, buddy sounds like a friend.
It's confirmation there's something going on.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
I wouldn't be surprised they're dating. Yeah, she said boo thing.
That's not bad. She's put together pretty well.
Yeah.
No? 888-729-9494.
I don't know. Is this surprising or something? I think.
No.
Like, is this a surprise?
No, but Ben Simmons is going to, before it's all said and done, going to have 100 of
these. Girls he's going to be attached to? I mean, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, is this, I mean, Joel Embiid already has him beat, right?
Probably.
On some of his girls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.